Okay, so now we're going to go into the second section, which is what objects to take refuge in. So if we're seeking a safe and sound direction, and we're trying to find something, then first we want to recognize the proper objects of to take refuge in, and then secondly, understand and find some reasons why they're suitable objects of refuge. So here we're talking, you know, recognizing the proper objects to take refuge in. So we have the Buddha and the Dharma and the Sangha, and they're both, all three of them are divided into the ultimate, you know, Buddha jewel and conventional Buddha jewel, ultimate Dharma jewel, conventional Dharma jewel, ultimate Sangha jewel, and conventional Sangha jewel. Now we're going to get into a bit of technical information here, okay? And there's going to be a few new words. Don't freak out. It's okay. And it might seem very confusing at first as we go through these different categories of a convention and an ultimate, you know, three jewels. But if you can think about it and begin to understand it, it helps us understand what Buddha, Dharma, Sangha are, so that then when you say Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, and I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, you have a much better understanding of what you say. Okay, so if you understand this, this will really help you understand the prayers, and it will help you generate that feeling much stronger. Okay, so let's look at the Buddha. Okay. So the Buddha is somebody who has, on one hand, completely purified or cleansed their mind of all the defilements and all the stains, and on the other hand, completely developed all of the good qualities to their fullest extent. So if somebody ever asks you, what's a Buddha? You don't need to say some guy wearing saffron robes sitting on a lotus, okay? Because then people don't understand. They don't get it, yeah? But if you say, and this is what a Buddha is any person who has completely purified their mind of all the defilements and stains so that they never get angry again, they never get attached, they never get jealous or proud or lazy or whatever. And they've also taken all of the good qualities that we have at present and developed them to their complete fullest extent. If we understand that as being what a Buddha is, then it becomes completely possible that we can become one. Okay? Why? Because, well, we have the defilements and we can cleanse them, and we have the seeds of the good qualities and we can develop them. So there's not this unbroached, you know, huge gap between us and the Buddha. It's just a question of, you know, the balance of defilement and the balance of good qualities. And if we can diminish one and increase the other, then our mind stream very quickly becomes the mind stream of a Buddha. Yeah, it's not something mystical and magical. Maybe it might feel like that when you're having the realizations, but you see, it's actually some kind of scientific process that we're going through. Okay, so that's what a Buddha is. Now, when we talk about the Buddha, sometimes you might have heard the word kaya, K-A-Y-A. Now, this is a Sanskrit word. It means body, not body in the sense of physical body, but body in the sense of corpus or collection or group. Yeah. So sometimes we talk about the three kayas or bodies of the Buddha, and sometimes this can be divided into four kayas of the Buddha, and sometimes it's only divided into two kayas of the Buddha. It does make sense, okay? If we take the division into two kayas, two groups or collections or corpuses of qualities of the Buddha, okay, One is called the Dharmakaya, meaning the truth body. And the other one is called the Rupakaya, Rupa, R-U-P-A, meaning the form body.
One.
Okay. So if we have that division, the Dharmakaya, or the truth body, is referring to the mind of the Buddha, and the Rupakaya, or form body, is referring to the form, or the physical manifestation of the Buddha. Now, if we go into a little bit more depth, then we take the Rupakaya, and it can split into two. There's two kinds of Rupakaya. Yeah, so if you have Rupakaya up here, then you have two branches coming off of it. One is called the Sambhogakaya, or it's often translated as the enjoyment body. And the other one is called the Nirmanakaya, or the emanation body. And these are two different physical aspects of a Buddha. Okay? So a fully enlightened one, when that being appears in a body made of light in a pure land and teaching the bodhisattvas and teaching the Mahayana teachings, okay, and has all the what is called 32 signs and 80 marks, then that is called a Sambhogakaya, or enjoyment body. Okay? So this is a more mystical or ethereal physical appearance of a Buddha, okay, in a body of light, residing in the Pure Land, teaching the bodhisattvas, having all the different physical signs of a fully enlightened being, like the crown protrusion on the head and the curl here and the eyes and the palms of the hand. So the eyes, no, it's dharma wheels on the feet, okay? And long earlobes and the different things like this, different physical signs, okay? Then the emanation body, or the Nirmanakaya, is talking about a grosser physical appearance of a fully enlightened being. Okay? For example, Shakyamuni Buddha, who lived 2,500 years ago. Okay? So what we're getting at here, when we're taking the Rupakaya, okay? Well, when we have Dharmakaya and Rupakaya, or truth body and form body, we're talking about the mind and then the physical aspect of the Buddha. When we take the Rupakaya, the physical aspect, and subdivide it, okay, into the emanation, the enjoyment body and the emanation body, then we're talking about how a fully enlightened being can appear in the world in order to benefit others. Okay. So one way they can appear to benefit others is when they appear in a pure land and teach the high-level bodhisattvas. But we don't have access to a pure land. We don't have that kind of creation of positive potential. So out of compassion, the Buddhas appear in an emanation body, which is a much grosser physical appearance that we can communicate with in our form. Okay? So the whole idea of the form body of a Buddha is it's acting for the purpose of others, and it is an active form of compassion. In other words, when you have the compassion that wants to liberate others from their sufferings, you want to appear in a physical form. So we get these two physical appearances. So when we take the truth body and the enjoyment body and the emanation body, then we get three kayas, or three bodies of the Buddha. Now, if we want to get four bodies, then we then take the Dharmakaya, or truth body, and we subdivide it into two also. Okay, so you seeing how we're doing this? We're just getting more subdivisions? Sounds like a housing development, doesn't it? And so the Dharmakaya can be subdivided, yeah, into the Jhana Dharmakaya, which is translated as the wisdom truth body. And the second one is the Svabhavavikakaya. Don't ask me to spell it. Okay. Well, I always put it in extra, so Svabhavikakaya. It's, or just say truth body. Okay? The truth body of the Buddha. So when we talked about Dharmakaya as one thing, the truth body, it was referring more to the mind of the Buddha. Now we're going to get a little bit more technical here when we're subdividing the Dharmakaya. When we talk about the wisdom truth body, there we're talking about really the consciousness of the Buddha, the mind of the Buddha, the consciousness of the Buddha, the wisdom of the Buddha. When we talk about the nature body, we're talking about the emptiness. No, the nature body, it's the nature truth body. It's the nature body is a subdivision of the Dharmakaya. You have Dharmakaya up here, it subdivides into two. One is the wisdom Dharmakaya, and one is the nature body. Well, we have the truth body up here. It subdivides into two. One is the wisdom truth body, and one is the nature body.
Okay,
yeah? Okay, the Svabhavikakaya is the nature body.
Okay.
Okay, if I said otherwise, cross it out on the tape. okay, so the nature body is talking about the emptiness of the Buddha's mind, the lack of inherent existence of the Buddha's mind. The nature body is also talking about the cessations of a Buddha's mind, on a Buddha's mind stream. In other words, the cessations of suffering, the cessations of the disturbing attitudes and karma on the Buddha's mind. So why the wisdom truth body is a consciousness, the nature body is an absence of inherent existence and an absence of suffering and disturbing attitudes. Okay? Consciousnesses are impermanent phenomena that change moment by moment by moment by moment. The nature body, being emptiness and cessations, is a permanent phenomena. It doesn't change. Why? Because they are negative phenomena. They are lacks of something. They are absences of something. You don't understand it, that's okay, but slowly. If you hear it now, then later when we go into more things and you start understanding deeper the difference between permanent and impermanent, this will come clear, okay? But it's good just to hear it now, think about it, okay? So what we're emphasizing here with the Dharmakaya is the mind of the Buddha, the wisdom mind of the Buddha, and then the fact that that mind is empty of inherent existence. Okay? Now, that Dharmakaya, that truth body, it's said that that fulfills one's own purpose. In other words, because of having a truth body, because of one's mind being a Buddha's mind, one no longer suffers. One no longer has problems and confusion. Okay. But because a Buddha also has very strong compassion and wants to work for the benefit of others, then a Buddha is obliged by their compassion. Their compassion forces them to appear in physical forms that can communicate with sentient beings, because sentient beings cannot communicate directly with the Buddha's mind. We don't have the clairvoyant powers. Our minds are too obscured to communicate directly with the truth body of the Buddha. Therefore, the Buddhas appear in the form bodies. They appear as emanation bodies for obscure, very obscured beings like us. They appear as enjoyment bodies for the high-level bodhisattvas who are much less obscured than us. Okay? Is this making some sense? Yeah.
That's really what...
The Buddha is all four kayas. A Buddha has all four. No, because a Buddha cannot do it without the Rupakaya. Why? Because the whole purpose of becoming a Buddha is to benefit others. If you don't want to benefit others, useless to become a Buddha. Okay, the whole reason to benefit others is to become, the whole reason to become a Buddha is to benefit others. So, the only way to benefit others is to appear in physical forms that can communicate with them. Yeah. So once somebody has become a Buddha, they're not going to hang around in their own nice nirvana and enjoy it, because that wasn't their aim and their purpose to start with. Yeah. So any Buddha that exists is going to have all four of these. Okay. Yeah.
Does that mean that all Buddhas are bodhisattvas?
No. A Buddha and a bodhisattva aren't the same thing. A bodhisattva is somebody who's going to become a Buddha. Okay? A Buddha is a bodhisattva that has completed the whole path and is no longer a bodhisattva. So, when we talk about the ultimate Buddha jewel, here, and I made a typing error on the outline. When it says Dharmakaya, then it says complete cessation and realization. On the outline, instead of, you know, Dharmakaya, then you should have the two subdivisions into the nature body and the wisdom Dharmakaya. So cross out complete cessation and realization. Okay. And then the conventional Buddha jewel, we have the Rupakaya, which is the enjoyment body and the emanation body. Now, it's very interesting. The more we understand this, it really relates to many other things. Because, you know, when we talk about our Buddha nature, our Buddha potential, we can talk about our Buddha nature in two ways, too. We can talk about the emptiness of inherent existence of our current mind state and, you know, the clear and knowing nature and basically all the different, you know, impermanent factors of our mind state. We have those two kinds of Buddha nature. Yeah. So, the emptiness of, well, put it this way, the evolutional Buddha nature, okay, the clear and knowing nature of our mind, all the different impermanent factors of our mind, like the little bit of compassion we have now, the little bit of wisdom, the little bit of concentration, all these different factors that are the evolutional Buddha nature that we have at the present, these can develop over time to become the wisdom Dharmakaya. Okay? So there's the connection between where we are now and the wisdom Dharmakaya of what we're going to become when we're a Buddha. Now, at the present, our mind is also empty of inherent existence. Okay? But it isn't the emptiness, you know, but because we don't have a Buddha's mind, you know, our emptiness of inherent existence, it's actually, in one way, it's the same emptiness of inherent existence as that on a Buddha's mind. But in another way, it's not, because the thing that depends on the mind, our mind is obscured and the Buddha's mind isn't. So you see, when our present mind, our evolutional Buddha nature, the impermanent nature of our mind, the clearing nature of our mind, becomes a Buddhist mind, then our present emptiness of inherent existence will then call it the nature body. Actually, its very nature doesn't change. Yeah, actually, what we needed is a chalkboard here.
Yeah, the connection between our mind
and the Buddhist mind, okay? It's like two, it's like a railway track, okay? You know, like a railway track has two bars on it. Yeah, so we have the railway, part of the railway is here, and part of the railway is in enlightenment. Yeah, this is very rough analogy. The analogy has its limitations, but, you know. One track of the railway is the clear and knowing nature of our mind. And all the factors that we have now, such as the little bit of wisdom, little bit of compassion, little bit of love, little bit of concentration, little bit of patience, all those factors that we have now at the present. Okay? And then just the clear and knowing nature of our mind, the fact that our mind is a consciousness. That, right now, it's obscured, it's limited, isn't it? Okay? But it has potential. And as we start to practice the path, what we're going to start to do is develop those good qualities that we have now. And we're going to start to purify the clear and knowing nature of our mind. Till eventually, that just becomes the wisdom, truth body of the Buddha. Okay? Now the other part of the railway track, because we had to, you know, right now our mind is also empty of inherent existence. Okay? In other words, right now we don't have a solid, concrete, permanent identity. We think we do, that's our problem, but we don't. Yeah? So, right now, just the fact that we don't have this solid, concrete, independent, inherently existent personality, neither our mind or our body or anything is inherently existent. Okay? That already exists. Okay? That lack of inherent existence doesn't change. Yeah? But, you see, when our mind, the clear and knowing nature of our mind becomes a Buddha's mind, then automatically we just call our lack of inherent existence by a different name, and we call it the emptiness of the Buddha's mind. We call it the cessations on a Buddha's mind. We call it the nature body. Okay? So when we're going towards enlightenment, okay, we're not destroying a person. We're not destroying inherent existence, okay, because a solid, concrete personality never existed to start with, okay. What we're destroying is our wrong idea that thinks there is one. That's what's getting abandoned. But right now, our mind is equally as empty of solid, concrete, inherent existence as any other phenomena, including a Buddha's mind. And so because of that, we have the potential to become a Buddha. Because you see, if things did have solid, concrete, independent entities, then there's no way we could change because I am what I am, what I am, what I am, and I can't change. But we do change, don't we? Whether we want to or not. So that in and of itself is just showing that there's no solid, concrete entity there.